Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Craig.
That's Emperor Craig.
Oh, okay, Emperor Craig. I finished decoupling all the Heisenberg compensators, and I'm running them through the dishwasher now. You're welcome.
I'm sorry, Trisha. I'm just kind of stressed out, what with being Emperor of the Space Bunker and everything. To be honest, I'm still not totally sure what that means. I'm just making stuff up over here.
It's okay. With all the stresses of life, it can be easy to lose perspective on what really matters.
That's true.
But personally, I believe that life is about being with friends and opening yourself to new experiences.
Yeah, I guess. Oh, right. Enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp.
I'm getting married. Arnie, I'm getting married.
Chun, I'm trying to start the podcast.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Also, what?
I'm getting married.
To who?
A few weeks ago, Tucidor proposed to me. You were right there.
I thought that was a joke.
No, I mean, yeah, last week I was a little flirty with Todd, but I'm in love with Tucidor and he proposed.
Yeah, and...
And I said yes.
You said yes?
Yeah, sorry. Keep doing your thing. Keep doing your thing. I'm just going to dance on the table.
Okay.
Ooh, this cup is a hat.
Look at him dance. Ah, yes, wonderful.
Do you take this ketchup to be married? Yes, I do. They're just like me and Tucidor. Kiss, 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 kiss.
These ketchups are kissing.
These ketchups are kissing.
And
you know the phrase, kissing ketchups?
Do you know that phrase?
Do you know the phrase kissing ketchups?
Kissing ketchups?
It's when you make out with your cousin. Arnie.
In the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, in the town of Hogsface, in the land of Foon.
Oh, I think we almost broke him.
Congrats, Chunt. You're getting married.
Did you say congrats?
Congrats.
Did you graduate?
I graduated Love University by getting married, baby.
Congrats.
Ba-da-dee-doo-doo-doo-doo. Arnie, are you... excited for me? Are you happy for me?
Yeah, I am happy that you're happy. That's great. Getting married.
Oh, big news.
Am extremely happy for you, and I have, in this moment of celebration, decided to give thee a beautiful engagement gift.
Aww.
Here, it's a pure gold goblet. For your raspberry ales and meads.
Oh my god, Isidore, this is so beautiful. Now my king's juice will be in a gold goblet.
Yes, finally.
Aw.
Oh, we are supposed to get gifts.
Arnie? Now I turn towards you, because that is what to be expected for the gift giving. When somebody gets engaged, I turn your body towards them, and they will give you a gift, as is tradition.
Yeah, I'm very...
Tradition?
Yes, I'm very excited about your engagement, which is why I got you this weird axe. Wait, nope, gave it already to Activia.
You gave that to Activia.
I reached for where it usually sits on the floor, and... gave it to somebody last week. There's got to be something good.
I know what you can give me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what you can get me?
What?
I have something to ask you two. Arnie, will you be my best man?
In your wedding?
Yeah.
What a strange response.
Where else would you need a best man?
I don't know. In the podcast?
Oh, Chunt.
Yeah.
We're being unfair. We've never talked about weddings much, except for that time we had the wedding planner on. That was a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Arnie, how do weddings work on Earth?
Well, I mean, you get engaged, usually, or sometimes you just get married. Mm-hmm.
And then your daddy eats all the wedding cake, gets shot in the throat with an arrow, dies, and becomes eternally hungry?
Oh, that's right. John, your dad died right after he got married.
Mm-hmm. So weddings are a little weird in my family, but...
Okay, well, yeah, on Earth, people get engaged, they have little parties and things, they probably spend way too much money, they have a lot of anxiety about how much money they're spending on their wedding. Like,
then why do they spend it?
Well, I don't know.
I mean, live within your means, right?
I think it's just a combination of expectations and feeling like you have to... and then it just kind of snowballs a little bit in the process of it.
Snowballs, meaning it becomes something hard and packed that you throw?
Yeah, I metaphorically.
Are you in pain? Are you sure you're all right?
This is a lot to just, I mean, I to just find out that Chunt's getting married.
Yeah, that wasn't a joke. What'd you think, that was like improv everywhere? Like, no, this isn't a Best Buy. I've been on Twitter a lot, okay? I've been using your phone a lot.
Now,
and I'm caught up to 2009.
Here in Foon, when someone gets engaged, everyone buys them a series of four gifts.
Four?
That was the first of Usador's four for me.
Yes. And I have a surprise that isn't a surprise because it's my second gift.
Ooh, yeah.
Here. I got you an abridged Pandanomicon.
Whoa.
Though I do despise Spintax with a great fiery fury of a billion suns. Oh, it is a useful book.
Oh, it's a great book. Great read. Have you read it yet, Arnie?
Well, I talked to it for a while.
We should read it for the book club sometime.
Sure. Oh,
so we're doing Pride and Prejudice.
We're doing Pride and Prejudice, so if you're out there, get on top of ordering Pride and Prejudice and reading it, because we'll be talking about it sometime this year.
Then we're going to do the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're going to do, maybe we'll do the Pandanomicon. Also, Arnie, thank you for the second gift, Usador.
You're welcome.
I'm just buzzing. I'm just tingling with excitement. Arnie, you never answered my question.
What was your question?
Will you be my best man?
I will. Thank you for asking.
To clarify, in my wedding.
Yes, in your wedding. Yes, yes.
Come here.
No, buddy. Aww. I'm happy for you. I'm glad you're so happy. It'll be fun, right? What do I have to do as best man? I'm just realizing I don't know what that means on this world. What does a best man do? Oh, God, what have I agreed to?
Well, of course, you have to stand next to the groom during the wedding.
God damn it.
You have to slaughter the biggest cow in town.
Oh, yes, you have to slaughter the biggest cow in town on the night before the wedding, because that's when you have a large cow feast. It's called the wedding cow feast.
Mm-hmm. That's where the phrase cow feast comes from. You also have to put on a puppet show for the graveyard.
Mm-hmm.
Probably a morality play.
Yes, teach those corpses a fucking lesson.
How long do I have to stand?
For the whole ceremony.
The whole ceremony?
Yes.
Why are you walking this back, big guy?
No.
We can get you a chair. Hey, we'll get you a chair.
I'm in.
Arnold, I don't... It seems like you're not enthused about this.
No, I am. I really am. I am very excited about it. You know what? I'm making a decision right now to be positive about it. I'm going to be positive for this.
Wait, that's a switch you can flip? Where's that been? You're making a choice to be positive?
I'm making a choice to be positive from this day forward, unless it's something we recorded before this.
I'll take it. That's your gift to me, Arnie. The one of four.
That was a gift?
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, and also, take this toboggan from the wall.
Aw. You know I like that toboggan.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a pretty good second gift. Well, but it pales in comparison to my third gift, for I am gifting unto you my very own horse, Chode.
Aw, now I have two horses. I bought a horse the other day.
Oh. Well.
It's called Dumpster. Come, Dumpster!
No.
Here's Dumpster.
John, have you started doing any preparation for the ceremony? I don't even know, like, how long do engagements last in Foon?
They usually last for as many months as the couple has been in love. Yeah.
So this will be a relatively quick one.
Or you can also draw a random number out of a hat.
Uh-huh.
You can also do that.
Oh.
Oh, Isidor, I have a question for you.
Of course.
Would you officiate my wedding?
Of course I will. I shall put on such a spectacle the world has ne'er seen. Aye, there shall be fireworks and explosions.
We actually, I'm so sorry, we actually want something pretty quiet. We just want it to be pretty quiet.
Quiet?
Quiet?
Yeah.
Isidor to do it?
Well,
let me see.
Oh, shit.
A little quieter. Yes, I suppose, yes, we could do, perhaps I shall start by telling the story of how Foon came to be. For in the very beginning, there was nothing and everything at once. And they shall be so captivated for hours on end as I describe every element and creature coming into being so that I could finally explain the full extent of your love.
It sounds like you're making it a lot about you.
We'll work out the details
okay,
later.
Okay, but thank you. Holy crap, thank you. That can be your fourth gift to me.
Oh, wonderful.
Although, it's got a little cold in here. Did you already have a fourth gift? You knew I wasn't... You didn't think I was going to ask you, right?
No, I didn't know that. I already did have a fourth
gift. Did you have a fourth gift? Is... Who... You did... You son of... Who's that coming through the door? Oh, you got him?
Someone asked for a bushel of arrows?
Dad, oh, my daddy, my puppy. Isidor.
Yes.
Thank you.
Your father.
My son.
That's the best gift I could ever have. I just walked right through you.
I could feel it.
Puppy.
I could feel it. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm hungry, happy to see you.
Hunger aside.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Arnold, do you remember Hugo, the hunger ghost?
Hugo, I don't know if you remember me. I'm Arnie. We met. It's been a couple of years.
I write him letters about you every week.
Yes, I remember. Oh, no. I remember you. I remember you.
You're Trent's father.
You can't forget a face like that.
Yeah, you're a
haunt. Haunts you at night when you sleep.
Wow.
And I don't sleep.
And that's a ghost saying that it haunts him.
That's rough.
Wow.
Whew.
Zing.
I didn't know ghosts could be haunted.
Oh, yes. Oh. Yes. Other ghosts haunt me.
Oh.
It's like a nesting doll.
Yeah, a little bit like that.
Ooh,
ghosts that are satiated haunt hunger ghosts.
Oh, terrible.
And vice versa.
Cruel.
Is there a specific ghost that's haunting you, Dad?
Merle.
Merle?
Oh, that haggard old ghost?
Yes, he is a haggard old ghost. Whew.
That's all I know about Merle.
Yeah. He doesn't say a lot. He just shows up every once in a while.
Yeah, I feel like an older generation...
Well, Trent, I wanted you to have this time together with your father, so I asked him to come here to help celebrate your engagement.
Make sure you don't make the same mistakes I made.
Well, yeah, I won't.
Step to the left when the 40th arrow goes straight down the middle.
Yeah, and maybe I'll have... So I won't have, like, DQ there, because he's pretty bad at arrows, right?
Yeah.
So maybe I'll find, like a competent elf, maybe a competent wood elf to shoot the arrows, just so I'm safe. I'm also... I plan to be a badger for a while.
Yes.
So I should be short enough that won't be.
Also, eat beforehand.
Oh, good advice. That's why I needed my dad here, is for that kind of wedding advice. Are you happy about it? You know who I'm marrying?
Who?
A wizard, Tusador. And look, I have a certificate of wizardry right here.
Wow.
A certificate of wizardry?
Yeah, he has a certificate of wizardry.
He keeps this in his desk drawer. It's a certificate of wizardry. It says right here, I here certify that, and then he wrote in the word Tusador, am an actual wizard.
Wait, he created a certificate with a blank space that he then filled in?
I don't know how his mind works. I don't either. His botch is bees.
Is that some sort of royal thing?
When
you get a certificate, is that something that a queen or a king has to bestow upon you?
Normally it is. Yeah, in Foon, if someone has a certificate, they have definitely been knighted. Mm-hmm. So they're at least some sort of royalty, usually a knight or above, earl, duke, you know?
Okay.
But yeah, he made this. He is a wizard, so know that. His crotch is made of bees. And he's just a really relaxed, chill dude. I mean, he's really sweet to me.
Real quick,
I'm so sorry. He is married. He does have a wife. Her name is Madeline, if I remember correctly.
Oh.
So that's that. What were you going to say, Dad?
If you have sex with him, does his crotch die?
We haven't had sex yet. We've talked about that we want to save that for a special time. A few of his bees have stung the inside of my mouth, and then they do die, and that's rough.
TMI.
Deja vu. This is just like when I told my dad I was getting married.
You also told your dad that you had been stung many times in the mouth?
Well, you know, I think it's traditional when you tell a parent that you're getting married that one of the first things you talk about is what your partner's genitals are made out of.
Yes. Yes. I mean, it makes sense. Yeah, you want to know a person intimately.
Just get it out of the way.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Before you meet them, heads up, genitals.
Arnie, why is your mouth so numb? I'm not a girl. It makes sense. It makes sense. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Now,
I think we might have glossed over something there. Tustor's already married?
Yeah, he...
I had forgotten about that.
A lot of people did, but it's canon.
Well, how is that going to work?
Yeah, how do you feel about it?
You know, I feel okay. I mean, he's a very open individual, you know. Mm-hmm. He's very polyamorous. And
I don't think it's illegal to be married to a woman and also a shapeshifter.
Yeah, it's just big love, baby.
Yeah. Mm.
So are you going to be in, like, a marriage with this woman as well?
Well, I'm not married to her, and also, you know, I'm not in love with her, so I'm married to Tussidor, she's married to Tussidor, and that's that.
You could really just fuck with him, though, because if you had sex with her,
well, I don't...
you would turn into her, and then he would be very confused as to who he was having. It would be like a Freaky Friday. It would be like Freaky Friday.
Oh, yeah. Every... third Vishtosh, there is a Freaky Friday where if you stand in a fountain, you switch bodies.
Any fountain,
it's usually one of the low-hand fountains. The lower-hanging fountains, or the Foster fountains. It depends if you go to the old original fountain or the rebooted low-hand fountain.
Well, I feel like that low-hand fountain is... not working anymore.
Not anymore.
I was going to say, I was thinking it was the old mill, but you know what? I think I was just thinking of a trap. I was thinking of some trap.
Yeah. Well, my parent is talking, so hush up.
Yeah, probably. So, I tell you what, have you guys noticed how great Foon has been recently? I feel like it's been fantastic.
It's been worse. I feel like it's taken a turn for the worse.
No way.
Damn it, Dad. Don't.
I feel like Foon is. I feel like Foon is great again.
I don't think we really want to get into this.
I'm just saying. I'm walking around.
Can
people
we just eat? Dad, yeah, pass the potatoes.
Yeah, let's just
can
eat.
We just eat?
Okay. That's fine with me. But I just
some mozzarella spheres.
I love those mozzarella spheres.
Ooh, it's a party in your mouth.
Yeah, enjoy those.
Oh, thank you.
This rooster foot scampi is something for everyone.
Ooh, speaking of a party in your mouth, Tussidor, would you mind if we held the wedding in your hat?
Well,
it would really save us some money, and we're trying to live within our means because we're not Earth humans.
Yes, I suppose that can be my fifth gift to you, to allow you to use my hat as your venue.
Five gifts?
Even though I usually charge an exorbitant fee to have people put on a wedding in my hat.
But I can use it?
Yes, you can use it. Of course you can, Chunt.
Damn, Daniel. Did I use that right, Arnie?
I think so.
Finally, a good opportunity where you use a wizard's hat and it's not for protection.
Finally.
Usually I always say, put a wizard's hat on it for protection.
Yeah, he's all about safety.
Safety first.
He just is a young kid who's put a wizard's hat on me just so I, you know, did the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
Dad,
your whole family talks about dicks a lot.
What? Excuse
what are you talking
me?
About?
It's just a very...
like, I haven't mentioned it once.
You just put a wizard's hat on. So
yeah, you put a wizard's hat on it, and you always make sure you clean the wizard's sleeve as well.
I'm going to say what the local tanner says. How rude.
Oh.
How rude.
Okay. Sorry. I totally misread that. My apologies.
We're a very open family, very loving family. I mean, Dad, I do want to check in. Are you comfortable with me marrying a legit full-on wizard?
Yeah.
A certified wizard?
I mean... that, he made this certification himself. He's not a wizard.
I don't see any issues with it, though. I mean...
okay, because sometimes... I don't want to get into this now. Sometimes my dad will be like, you know, like wizards, like they're a little too you know, they're a little liberal with that magic. Like, they're just kind of...
What?
They're changing things really rapidly. Like, we don't need all that, you know, change so fast.
Well, sure, I could change that candle into a feather.
Don't do it in...
And then that feather into a mouse. And then that mouse into a trap for a mouse. And then that mouse trap into a set of bongo drums.
Wait, leave that mouse trap. Now make that potato a man jumping into a bathtub.
Okay.
Okay, and then make that a marble.
Okay.
Great, make the ketchups marry each other.
Make the ketchup.
And then push that marble.
I now pronounce you man and wife.
Look at the marble go.
Dad, were you okay with all that wizardry?
Yeah, no, that's okay. You know, I think times are changing. You know, when I was growing up before I died, you know, we didn't have as many wizards. And then more of them came along, and, you know, that's okay.
Good. You know. That means a lot to me, Dad.
Yeah.
I want you to love Tussidor.
That's fine. As long as the wizards are coming here legally, I've got no problem with that.
Of course we come here legally. I was born into this world from a conspiracy of bird and rain and fire and frogs and mud that did say there must be a champion here in Foon. So I did step forth fully formed into this world.
Yeah, as long as you have your certificate, I have no problem with that.
There's no certificate involved.
Spintex has his green card.
Well, that's true, he does.
Yeah, that's fine.
That card he always pulls out?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I have my blue card.
Oh, there you go. Show him your blue card.
Yeah, let's see.
There you go.
Okay, very good. Very good. Let's just say when wizards were coming here originally, you weren't sending your best.
Okay, all right, let's not do that. Let's not talk about
that. What the fuck does that mean, Dad?
That's all I'm saying, because it's gotten better.
Isidore is one of my best friends. What are you doing?
Let's get some drinks. Who wants a drink?
No,
I don't know.
Drinks are bad.
We don't want to add alcohol to this, I don't think.
Okay. Ani, you might not realize this, because I don't think this really happens on Earth, but sometimes when someone becomes a ghost... You know, they hit a certain age. They sort of lock down in their
ways. It's like after you die, you sort of stop evolving as a person.
You sort of stop evolving after you die, yeah.
I see.
What were you talking about? I turned myself off for a second.
Oh, I was just whispering to Ani about love.
Oh, okay, very good.
Yeah, we were just talking about love how nice it
very
is.
Good.
And I was just asking Arnie about the other three gifts he had to complete the four. Let me turn my body towards you, as that is the tradition.
Oh.
And check in to see what my second gift of four is.
Are you guys all going to the Dark Lord Parade next month?
No, absolutely not. Unless it is to protest against it or to shut it down or to shoot a fireball at it.
My second...
It's going to be floats and things like of that nature, I heard. Pretty entertaining.
My second gift, I'm going to pull it down off of this wall, is the license plate from my Camry.
Oh,
this is his third gift. He also gave you the toboggan.
Yeah, I guess in my head I didn't count that because it was just on the wall, but two things from the wall, and then one thing that was a verbal... contract.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
What does your license plate from the Camry say?
Oh, well, you know what? I had a vanity plate. It costs a little bit extra, so my...
Oh, look at this, huh? You make fun of me and my dad for talking about nasty stuff? Look what this says. It said, land of Lynx colon. You nasty. Land of Lynx colon?
Land of Lincoln.
Oh.
I assumed it was a A-hole, because your name is Arnie and you fell into a hole to get here.
Damn, Daniel.
No, what? Oh, God, this is spreading too much. No, my vanity plate says extant, because I'm a big fan of extant, and I'm excited about season 2.
I thought it said Land of Lincoln extant, but you're right, it says Land of Lincoln extant. I'll give you that.
He would know what his extant was because he would feel it in his mouth.
Well, look, extant was taken, so the closest I could get was extant.
Oh, it does say extant.
People know what it means. People, when you see a license plate, on my world, in Chicago, you see a license plate that says extant, you know that what that means is it's shorthand for extant, the TV show.
May I address the listeners directly for a moment?
Mm-hmm.
People of Earth, please... Send Arnold some news about the television program Extant. If I have to hear about this fucking thing for another second, I'm going to lose my wizard mind.
By now it must be in its third or fourth season.
Just tell him what's going on with it. Please.
Listeners, also, if you could email me at chunt@gmail.com. That's chunt with six T's. Email me extant scripts. So if you have what they're saying in the scenes, email that to us, and maybe we can do like a reading.
Yes, if you are a writer for that show, send us a script. And if you're not a writer of the show, I suppose you could speculate about what would be in a script and write your own.
Also, people of Earth, if you have the license plate extant, what are you doing? Give Arnie that license plate.
Send it to me.
Yeah. Send it to Arnie through the portal behind that Burger King.
Or send my son photos of your ex-boyfriend or girlfriend. But you know, the photo down there.
No.
Dad, well, he's talking about when you die in Foon and you're a hunger ghost, a demon takes a picture of your crotch. Remember last time he was on?
That's true. Mm-hmm. I forgot about that.
I just want to make sure he's not being biased. I just want to make sure the demon's not being biased size-wise, so I just want to see, you know, how I compare to the other Hunger Ghosts.
Yeah, let's go around the circle and just say what we're packing, Arnie.
What?
What you're packing?
I'm packing this commercial break.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
So, Hugo, it's been so long. Like, are you still just as hungry as you were before?
Yeah, it doesn't go away.
Once a hunger ghost, always a hunger ghost?
Once a hunger ghost, yeah. Yeah, because, the remedy is never there.
Oh.
It's never going to be found, so unless someone figures that out.
Isidore, is there any magic to reverse the curse?
Well, ghosts are a naturally occurring phenomenon, and if this one happens to be hungry, or there's a group of ghosts that happen to be hungry, there's very little that can be done about that, unfortunately.
Can you just make it so I can go through doors without using the handle?
Oh, yeah, I can do that.
I just want some cool ghost powers.
That is pretty demeaning. That my dad has to use a handle to open a door.
Unbelievable.
It's really demeaning.
It's unbelievable.
Like, you can't really make a good exit. Like, if he ghosts, it's pretty, like... Pretty
you know I leave.
Yeah.
Because...
It's not scary to be like, excuse me.
Is this in, out, and then someone's like, push, and you're like, well, I'm trying to, yeah.
It's been pretty good since the last time you saw me. I went to rehab a little bit, yeah.
Oh, Dad, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I was hooked on Tingle pretty hard, so
ghost drug.
I had to get off of it, yeah.
Now, if I have a whole Raspberry Pi here. If I murder this pie, can you eat its ghost?
Yes.
I'm going to murder this Raspberry Pi.
How do you murder a Raspberry Pi?
By eating it.
Oh, and then, now its soul floats towards me.
Oh, wow.
Ugh, it's like he's eating liver with fava beans.
I always thought a food ghost was poop.
What?
I always thought I've just been eating shit all the time?
Land of Lincoln, extant. Food ghost being poop. You're making fun of my dad and I for talking about bodies?
Yes.
I guess I would talk.
Because if we're talking bodies, I got a good one. So put it on me.
My dad loves jokes. My dad's got the best jokes.
That's a fine joke, I suppose.
How about we play, since my dad's here, and it is tradition, how about we play a round of Dragon's Talon?
Oh.
That's what we did last time he was here.
Oh, that sounds fun.
We go around and give some people some compliments. Arnie, you know that a sub-rule of Dragon's Talon is that you can swap out a compliment for a gift. So if you have another wedding gift for me, know that you can swap that out. Let me start. Usador, oh, buddy, baby, I just want to let you know, you've brightened my day. I mean, this goblet, the fact that you got me another horse, now I have two horses, yes. Which reminds me, Arnie, I got you a horse while I picked up Dumpster.
Oh, I don't need a horse.
Your horse's name, if you want to give him a call, is On Field Annoyance. You want to give him a call?
Nope.
You don't want to call the horse? His name is On Field Annoyance?
Nope, don't need to.
I think it'd be kind of fun.
Maybe later.
Maybe pretty fun. Call a horse.
Come on, I'm not going to do it.
But I just want to thank you for all the gifts you've given me. They're all incredibly thoughtful. And, you know, my dad, the most thoughtful of all.
You're very welcome.
And thank you for, you know, just always being there for me and being happy for me.
Well, I'm very happy for you.
Poppy, oh, that's right. Has your dad gotten you any gifts?
I mean, he's a ghost.
The gift of my presence is all that's needed.
Well, the gift of your presence is the gift that Usador gave.
Yeah, I understand that. But I didn't know coming in, so I'll get him something closer to the date.
Dad, a gift that you could give me is if you do a reading at my wedding.
Oh, yes, I will.
But something...
I could read something from the DL.
The DL?
Dark Lord.
I don't know.
No, I don't. Any of his...
He's just... He does have some interesting things that relate to men and...
I don't want any readings from his books, okay?
It is their wedding, and they should have the sort of ceremony that they want, not the sort of ceremony that you want. I'm sorry, Hugo, but...
I feel we just have to also work together, too.
Yeah, we want to... Yes, yes. You're not going to read from any of those books. You're not going to read from the Art of DL, any of those, okay?
Okay, well...
But thank you, that's... Dad, thank you for...
Maybe I'll improvise something off the cuff.
Oh, no.
I don't want to see you improvise.
Bad idea.
Maybe, yes.
Really bad idea.
Give me a suggestion of just something to do with the wedding, and I'll just
suggestion. Inside a wizard's hat.
How did we get inside this wizard's hat?
He just repeated the suggestion with a question.
That's how you do it.
I don't think that's how you improvise.
Mm-hmm. Yes, 100%.
He's trying to set himself up here. You continue, Hugo.
Why are we in this wizard's hat? This isn't a wizard's hat. This is a tree.
Well, no, he denied the place that it was.
Never mind.
He denied himself.
You were right the first time.
He no butted.
I have no butt.
That was it?
I have no butt. The demon took it along with my penis.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's very sad.
What can you do?
Can I track down this demon for you?
No.
Where is this demon?
He does his unlisted number.
What's it? Do we know his name?
Tom.
Did you know all the demons are numbered?
I didn't.
And there's a list of them you can go look up?
No.
I go through that list and whenever I smite a demon, I go, ha, I got number 1084.
I've gotten a couple of his numbers, but I can't figure out all.
Oh.
Yeah, he's 867530, and I can't figure out the last...
69.
I can't figure out the last one. I got him. I'll get him.
So if you track down one of these demons, they're like, how did you get my number? I'm unlisted. Take me off that list.
Yeah, he could easily just block my call if he wants to do it.
But don't forget, as you learned with Tom the Traveler, if you 69 someone underneath a star, then you can trace the call.
Oh.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Is this a clip show?
Dad, thank you so much. Thank you for being willing to take my happiness into account. Thank you for being adaptable and malleable. Mm-hmm. And thank you for forward thinking. I appreciate it.
No problem.
That's my compliment to you.
Well,
Arnie.
Well, but I'm curious. Obviously, I assume you don't want any Dark Lord literature in your wedding, but what kind of reading do you want your dad to do at your wedding?
I just
want to
point out we're in the middle of a game in Dragon's Talon, and if we don't pick up the pace, we're going to be here all fucking night.
Usador, I'm trying not to play Dragon's Talon.
You have to. We already started. It's too late.
Just because you talk through your teeth doesn't mean I can't hear you.
Oh.
Here, let me pull out some of your teeth.
No.
All right.
Here, I have a gift for you, Chant.
Oh?
It's your father. He's here for your wedding.
Oh.
That was so thoughtful.
So nice.
Arnie, thank you. That's the fourth gift. And, yeah. All right. I'm going to go... Let's call off the game. I'm gonna grab a drink at the. I'm just take this golden goblet.
You're welcome.
And I'm gonna grab a drink.
Wait, Chunt just gave us all a very nice compliment. He called off the game of Dragon's Talon. I think it would be very good if both of you took an interest in what he wants for this wedding. I think you've been a little reticent, and I think you've been pushing your own agenda.
That's not true whatsoever.
Well, I think it is true, and I want you, like I have since I shall be master of ceremonies, I shall perform a ceremony to their likes and their tastes.
And I will stand for as much of the ceremony as I can.
Muster some excitement.
I am excited. It'll be good.
Say something nice to him.
Yes.
When he gets back here.
Yeah.
And you have to stand the whole ceremony. Don't disrespect the ceremony by standing or taking a knee. You better stand the entire time.
No. If he really has a reason to take some sort of stand against the wedding, he should be able to take a knee. I'm sure. That's completely reasonable.
That's an issue with me. You better be standing that entire time.
I'll do my best.
All right, I'm back here. Hey, I just want to apologize. I think maybe I'm coming off as a bit of a shapezilla, so I just want to have a good wedding, and I don't want to upset anyone. If I upset anyone, I'm sorry, and I just wanted to say that, because it just feels like there's a weirdness in the room.
Oh, Chunt.
And if it's coming from me, I just want to apologize, because I'm just really happy right now, and I just want to feel like people are happy for me, and it doesn't feel like, you know, you guys are my support group, and it doesn't feel like...
Let me give you a big squeeze, you little bifter. It's going to be all right, and we're here for you, no matter what you want. You understand?
Thanks, blue guy.
You got it.
And I love you, Chunt.
Yeah. I love you.
You're my best friend in this world.
You're my best friend, and you're my best man.
And I'm very... Thank you so much for asking me to be your best man.
Thank you for being my best man. That's 4 gifts in total. That's 100 gifts. That's the moon and the stars.
Yeah. You know, I've never been anyone's best man before.
Oh, well... maybe... Maybe I'll go with someone else.
No, I think you do a good job.
I think Ani would do a good job.
I want somebody with one under their belt kind of thing.
Oh.
I'm joking. Of course you're my best man.
Ani's good to do it, because if you're all in the back of the hat, you could still see him.
Yeah.
He's quite a tall man.
He's a commanding presence. And hey, listen, if you want to kill, you know, a more medium cow, that's fine. You don't have to kill the biggest cow in the village.
Right. I have to kill cows.
And if you want the puppet show in the graveyard to be during the day, that's fine as well. I don't want you to be spooked.
Well, no, I'm into the puppet show in the graveyard. That's the part I'm most looking forward to, actually.
You are?
Yeah.
It's pretty good. They're pretty good.
Do you know what you're going to do?
I've seen some ones in the past, and they're pretty entertaining.
What are some of the puppet shows you've seen, Dad?
There's been a couple here and there. There's been weddings every once in a while. A man did a complete... he had sticks on his fingers, and he shined a light against the back of some gravestones. And
shadow
it was
puppets.
Little shadow puppets.
Ooh,
here.
That
was pretty good. That was enjoyable.
Spooky.
Spooky. Mm.
Spooky.
Arnie, what are you going to do?
Well, you know what? I think I'm probably going to do as much as I can remember of 4 weddings and a funeral. But you know what? I'll probably cut the funeral part out, because that's depressing.
Ooh, do 4 funerals and 1 wedding.
4 funerals and 1 wedding.
My wedding.
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy. You're a great best man.
You're a great best man. You're not the best man, but you know what? I was just trying to...
Hey, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
If we get back to Earth and I come with you, which I'd like...
Yeah.
Can you get remarried and I'll be your best man?
And I'll conduct the ceremony.
Can you imagine how fun that would be?
I would have to talk it over with my wife,
but... The ceremony will last for 7 to 12 hours.
Wait, Hugo! What was that noise?
That's inappropriate. That is...
Sound like you're to check it with your wife.
Dad, what are you doing?
What are you talking
about? That's outdated. That's an outdated thing to do.
Disagree.
Ceremony would be 7 to 12 hours, and every single hour would be a little louder than the last.
Yeah.
And I would describe every single moment of knowing Ani, describing every pore upon his face. For I oft at night will stare closely at his face, examining every bit and portion of it. And I have almost perfectly memorized every single tiny molecule of his body.
That's a big thing in Foonish weddings, is for it to start soft and get louder. So a lot of times if you're walking by a building and you hear, a little bit louder now, a little bit louder now, you know that a wedding's going on.
Oh, it's definitely a wedding.
Because the person who's officiating is getting louder and louder and louder until they...
Hey, wedding. And then you know it happened, the wedding.
Yeah. Dad, are you on that shit right now?
What are you talking about?
You did.
Oh, no.
When you're on Tingle, you're like, ooh, and no, you said, hey, wedding.
No,
the way you said it
no,
was,
I'm clean. You could check my goo. There's nothing in it.
Check his goo.
No, don't.
Ooh. Merle. Is that Merle?
Are you hungry? I'm full.
Fucking Merle, get out of here.
I'm full.
All right, you know what?
I'm full.
Okay, all right. Hey, let me ask you guys a question. Oh. Have you seen the Dark Lord tax returns?
God damn it.
No. Get out of here with that nonsense.
Chunt.
Yeah.
Buddy.
Yeah?
Thank you for... I'm going to take it very seriously, being your best man. And I don't know really entirely what it means to be a best man in a wedding on Foon, but on my world, if you're the best man, you're there to look out for the person getting married. So I'm going to look out for you. If you need something, I'm going to make sure it's easier and it's what you want, because I can tell already everything surrounding this wedding is going to be a real shit show, but I'm going to be there for you.
Okay. Also, no, that's huge. Thank you. Thank you, big guy. Another big part of being the best man is you have to, you know, get to know and love the person that's getting married to your friend, right? And then also plan my bachelor party.
Oh, I could do that.
Wait, you're doing a puppet graveyard and a shit show?
And you also have to plan my bachelor party.
Your bachelor party? Is that like a...
If a badger is getting married, which currently I'm in a badger state, do you have a bachelor party?
Your last night is a bachelor.
Mm-hmm.
And you're exactly right. It's the same thing here on Foon. Mm-hmm. It's all about protecting and taking care of that person who is getting married. Because everyone has exactly 1 week to murder them.
Speaking of murder, you'll never guess the last digit.
Oh, dear.
Demon.
6-7-5-3-0.
No, Tom. Get out of here.
Man, am I fool.
Are you haunted by a satisfied ghost?
Yes, Merle. Satiated.
Oh, satiated.
Yeah. Merle. He's a haggard ghost.
Well, I'm going to get out of here. Come on, feel the noise!
That's my horse.
I suppose it goes without saying the satisfied ghost has never come across this audio recording.
Emperor Craig, the lackey is making snarky observations instead of working. Again.
Hey, snitches get stitches. That's right, I'm gonna make you embroider.
If you have time to lean, you have time to clean, intern. Go do the credits.
Well, if I can spare the airwaves from Trish's new Epcot pavilion, Journey into Vocal Fry, so be it. Yuzuru the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Hugo the Hunger Ghost was played by special guest Brett Lyons. Check out Brett in World News Tonight every Saturday at Chicago's IO Theater and Deep Schwa every Sunday. Come to think of it, everyone in this episode has been on World News Tonight. It's just nice that straight white men get a chance to tell their story. Hello from the Magic Tavern was produced by Arnie Niekamp, Evan Jacover, and Ryan DeGiorgi. This one edited by Chris Rathjen. Music by Andy Poland, logo by Allard Leban. Additional audio effects by Jason Knox. Production assistance by Garrett Schultz. Visit us at hellofromthemagictavern.com or on Facebook or Twitter. Thanks to the Chicago Podcast Co-op and Earwolf. Remember, send those extant updates and scripts to Open Gutter Near the Landfill, 144 Too Much Free Time Boulevard, Go Outsideville, Colo Right Now, Zip Code ZZZZ, Aught. End transmission.
Hey, you. It's Jason Bateman. Have you listened to Smartless?
Smartless is the podcast that I host with my friends who are more like brothers. The super talented and funny Will Arnett and Sean Hayes is...
JJ, why are you whispering?
Well, there's a psst in the copy.
But people are listening, so it's like...
They are listening. Like, okay.
Yeah.
In each episode of Smartless, one of us reveals our mystery guest to the other two. What ensues is a genuinely improvised and authentic conversation. Our mystery guests span... Our mystery guests. All right, here we go.
We got a lot of big famous people from different walks of life. And if you're a Wondery fan, then you're going to
Stone.
Just
Neil
you come and listen
Tyson.
To it. Yeah. We're on Wondery right now, and you can listen to us. And no matter what you're doing, you're at the gym or you're in the car, just listen to the podcast.
Sean, tell them where they can find it.
Follow Smartless on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Smartless ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Bye.
Bye.